Listen in to conversations with women of the South China Seas in search of one common thread, life purpose. Podcast host Jasmine Low speaks with women of this region, shares their stories and narrates articles from yesteryear and delves into her 10-year research into sound frequencies and how that got her to listen by heart in finding her own purpose. Were all of the women before her in search of the same goal? It's telling in the daily greeting by Nanyang migrants in their own dialects. Have you eaten? Lucha ba boy. Lesik fan jomi. Is this why so many people share food pics? Because it's a trophy for survival? Welcome to the first episode where we meet Dr. Anne Lee. Born in Tawau, Malaysia, Anne Lee is an award-winning playwright, having picked up the Best Original Script for Tarap Man at the Bo Cameronian Awards. She's also a researcher and lecturer. Her plays are published in Sex, Stage and State, Quali Works Plays, published by Parama Adi Perkasa in 2011, and Southeast Asian Plays, published by Aurora Metro in 2016. She was co-founder and artistic director of Quali Works, an all-women theatre group established in 1994. Anne is also a committee member of Reformatsi, an independent coalition of over 100 Malaysian arts organisations and individuals advocating reform in arts education, arts funding and freedom of expression. She also has had a career in advertising and public relations, the pinnacle of which was working as associate creative director in a team that developed a voter education campaign for the African National Congress, ANC, helping to ensure that Nelson Mandela won the first modern democratic elections in South Africa with a landslide win, despite years of apartheid disallowing education for the majority population. Anne recently completed a doctorate in Southeast Asian Studies at NUS, the National University of Singapore, and is writing a book on political humour in Indonesia and Malaysia. She also holds a Master of Science in History of Science, Medicine and Technology, read at University of Oxford. Anne is a past fellow of the Asia Leadership Fellow Programme, Japan Foundation and International House of Japan.
Ezra Zayed of Zayed Ibrahim Publications decided to do this series of myths, and Daphne Lee, who was a wonderful editor for me, she's the editor of the book, and the choice was around, you know, familiar or well-known Malaysian myths, fairy tales and legends. So I picked the one which is from Sabah, the girl who was kidnapped by an orangutan. The analysis of fairy tales and the origins of fairy tales, I think, is very persuasive. You know, this idea that they are actually, you know, cautionary tales, and it's only, you know, time has kind of prettified them to be sort of more easily consumed, and Disney kind of takes them to the most prettification. They are stories around violence and abuse. So, you know, if you did a modern version of Sleeping Beauty, which, you know, she goes out, she gets really sloshed, comes back, and, you know, a nice guy, you know, like in that Hollywood film, Promising Young Woman, the story of what can happen, what does happen when the so-called nice guys, you know, take drunk women home. So, you know, this is a story that's incredibly violent. You know, this girl is abducted from her and taken up to the orangutan's home, forest, nest, you know, and it's how she escapes. The tale is around, it's a cautionary tale, but it's also kind of, you know, it has within it a solution to the problem most of the time. But these earlier ones, you know, like these grim, which are really grim fairy tales, in the origins of those are very stark, much more stark than they are. So this one is a terrifying story, I think, you know, but through her, the girl's intelligence and wile, she figures a way to leave the orangutan. The question is, what does the orangutan represent? What does the girl represent? What, you know, all of that. So in writing this version, and they are, you know, the subtext of the book, the title is Malaysian Tales Retold and Remixed. For me, I was looking at what orangutan could mean and what the girl could mean, and I wanted to be able to spin something that was, you know, a telling, something that adventure, or, you know, there's action and drama, there's a conclusion at the end of it, you know, as to kind of like a typical fairy tale. It has a very clear beginning, middle, and end. So that's how the story goes.